More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They've got a plan. Biden and Harris have come out with their new plan to fight inflation. The only problem is none of the things that are in their plan are actually going to stop what's happening in this country with inflation. Gas prices have now soared to $4.37 a gallon average after a 17-cent rise in 1 week solely due to inflation. Now, Biden, speaking at the White House, talking about this, has now said we're going to release oil from the strategic reserves, which has had no bearing on the price of oil and gas when he's done this earlier this year. He also says to fight, quote, inflation, he is going to put curbs on drug companies. That is not going to fix the problem with inflation. He says they're also going to crack down on illegal food price fixing. Where is that actually happening? We have no idea, but apparently this is a problem they have created now out of thin air. Also, while this is happening, we have new news on Hunter Biden, and this may be part of the reason why Joe Biden has come out with this new, quote, inflation plan, because he realizes things are getting really nasty with Hunter Biden and this extremely strange relationship between a Hollywood lawyer who has paid off over $2 million of Hunter Biden's delinquent taxes. Why did he do that? We have more of those details I'm going to share for you in just a moment. I want to tell you also, today's podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you've been terrified by what's going on with your retirement portfolio, now is the time for you to look at ways that you can protect your hard-earned assets. And that's exactly what Legacy Precious Metals is all about. If you have been looking at that portfolio and taking huge losses because of inflation, because of the economy, that's where you can find a safe haven, many times with gold and precious metals. You can call the good friends, my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals, and they will send you their free investor's guide. Get diversified so that when Wall Street has a terrible day, you are diversified with other investments, just like gold and precious metals. If you've never looked at gold and precious metals, definitely call and get the free investor's guide. They've been doing this for over 40 years. So call them, 866-319-4513. 866-319-4513 or visit legacyp LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto-download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. Now, Joe Biden on the economy is really focused right now on distracting you. He says he's going to push Congress to approve money for child care. That is not going to fix the problem with inflation. The White House also has come out saying tax increases are going to come for corporations and the wealthy. How is that going to help you with inflation? If you raise taxes on corporations, they're going to end up charging you more for their products, which would add to the high prices we already have with inflation. In fact, this would literally make things worse. But what the White House is now trying to do is they're trying to say that they're going to be able to fix everything with a bunch of things that have nothing to do with actually fighting inflation. Now look at gas prices that have rocketed to another record high. Costs have now soared to $4.37 a gallon after the 17 cents rise in 1 week due to surge in crude oil rates. Bidenflation, he says, don't worry, I'm going to come after the real problem. What is it? Ultra MAGA Republicans. This is not a joke. You have gas prices across the U.S. that have soared to the highest prices that we've ever seen. And the national average price for a gallon of gasoline, AAA reported $4.37, and that number they do not believe is going to come down. Where were we 1 year ago? National average, $2.94 a gallon. So we were in the $2 range. Now we're in the $4.37 average. Now, analysts are warning that crude prices are actually unlikely to fall as long as the supply chain remains tight. So the president claiming I'm going to release from the strategic oil reserves, what does that actually mean? It's not going to have a bearing on the price of gas. We've already seen this when the president has done this in the past. A spokesman for AAA Mid-Atlantic said it now costs drivers in the United States of America an average of more than $23 more to fill up than it did 1 year ago. The record-setting numbers were released less than a week after a poll revealed that about 44% of Americans now disapprove of how President Biden is handling the United States economy, according to a Reuters poll. Now, if you think it's just bad for you at the pump, ho-ho, you've seen nothing. Let's talk about the truck drivers in this country. Truck drivers are now telling ABC's local affiliate 25 in Florida that for the first time ever, it's costing them $1,000 to fill up their big rigs. Take a listen.
Let's talk about the gas prices. They are on the rise once again. As Mona Kosar Abdi explains, drivers could see a record level of pain at the pump as they go back to work this week.
Today, gas prices are within striking distance of yet another record high, just ahead of the summer driving season. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is now $4.32, up 18 cents from last month, and 1 cent below the all-time high set on March 11th. Some analysts predict an average price as high as $4.50 a gallon by summer, and the cost of diesel fuel soar to another all-time high this weekend, $5.53 a gallon on average. In New England, some truck drivers are paying $3.50 more per gallon of diesel compared to last year.
That number, by the way, is exactly why we're having these record highs with inflation. When you're paying double what you're paying a year ago for you to deliver goods and services on these big rigs, you're going to pay more for this. I have friends that import goods, right, from all over the world. They have importing businesses. They are now telling people to get rid of the pallets when shipping, and they are using laborers to unpack their containers. Now, why are they getting rid of the pallets, which made it easy to drive a forklift on and pull the product out? Because that's how expensive the costs are on shipping, that they can get more things in, right, in that container, and when they're paying so much for that container to be shipped that they don't want to waste the space with a pallet.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Never before have they even thought about that idea, but that is exactly now what they are doing. And they are saying now that you could see $6 a gallon diesel gas within the next 30 to 60 days. Listen to the end of this report.
Yesterday was the first time I ever filled my truck up and I hit over $1,000.
Yesterday is the first day I've ever hit over $1,000 filling up my truck. $1,000 to fill up a big rig. Yeah, it's a problem, folks. Well, if you want to know what the Biden administration is really focused on, well, Janet Yellen talking about supply and demand imbalance in the labor market right now. And she also said what you should blame for all of this is climate change, calling it an existential threat to our globe and our future. So while you're trying to figure out how to put food on the table, you're trying to figure out how to pay your bills, you're watching hyperinflation happen before your very eyes, and you're seeing the interest rates skyrocket, they're telling you it's climate change in Washington, D.C.,
than climate risk. And I think that's kind of surprising because it's so obvious to most people. Cybersecurity is a real-time, continuous risk to every single financial institution in America. There's constant bombardments of attacks, and if one major one gets through, it could be devastating. Climate change does not pose that kind of imminent risk.
I think climate change is an existential threat
to our globe and to our future. You can see that countries, it is a long-term risk, but it is becoming notably more severe. And you can see a growing number of countries take significant steps to address this risk. Financial institutions themselves have voluntarily decided that they need to align their portfolios with a framework of net zero by 2050. And that's really in the absence of any requirement that they do so. I do believe that transition risks are very real as more and more countries adopt frameworks that are meaningful to address climate change. We could see significant changes in asset valuations that pose risk to financial institutions.
So there it is. Janet Yellen is there telling you, I think climate change is the external threat to our globe and our future. You can see that countries, it is a long-term risk, but is becoming not only more severe, and you can see growing number of countries take significant steps to address this risk. Financial institutions themselves have voluntarily decided that they need to align their portfolios with a framework of net zero carbon emissions by 2050. That's really in the absence of any requirement that they do so. So if you want to know what the White House is focused on this morning, it ain't fixing the economy, folks. It's global warming. Now, the White House has also been really getting their team out there to try to give excuses for why there is skyrocketing inflation and skyrocketing gas prices. CNBC this morning, they had on Donna Edwards, and she decided to explain to you, this is actually on CNBC, this propaganda, that the real reason why things are so bad right now is because we didn't invest as much as we should have in, quote, clean energy.
And as I listen to this conversation, my view is that we're about 30 years behind investing in the kinds of renewable energies that would get us off of fossil fuels. And we have sitting over in the Senate a $550 billion investment in renewables and in dealing with climate change. And so this is not about just social and moral values. It's about an existential threat.
It's an existential threat, folks. And we've got a congresswoman, a Democrat out there, Donna Edwards, congresswoman, who's out there saying exactly this, right? We have a lack of investment in clean energy and for inflation and skyrocketing gas prices. And that is why we have these problems. So if you guys just would have listened to us, all this would have been fixed. If you just would have listened to what we were trying to tell you, you would understand why we are where we are right now. I truly do believe, by the way, that Democrats want to tear down American institutions. This is part of their plan to do this. I truly believe that this is part of their way of undermining this country so that they can gain more power. I don't think they mind what's happening right now. Hell, they created it. They orchestrated it. Look at what has happened. They want to beat you into submission. They want gas prices to go through the roof. But this week is also about getting out of the headlines the other big story that deals with Joe Biden and his brother and his son. Why do you think they're now all of a sudden coming out? Why do you think the top Biden economic advisor is dismissing recession fears and spending levels? She said that will cause even worse inflation, right? This is another example of how they're spinning this. She was coming on from the White House at CNN. We're not worried about any of this. Everything's fine. You sure about this? You're the White House economic advisor. Biden considers forgiving student loan debt, right? Because we need to buy votes, which would add, by the way, to our deficit, which would add to rising costs, which would add to inflation. Listen.
What? Former Trump White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says America is already in a recession. Is it possible he's correct?
So I'm not sure where that comes from. So what we saw is coming out of 2021 that we had economic growth of about 5.5%, the strongest one-year growth that, and, you know, almost on record for a first-year president. Last quarter, the advance estimate showed that there was slowing. in the first quarter. However, if you look at the components of GDP that really reflects personal consumption, business investment, that actually grew at a healthy 3.5%. Many economists, we have documented that that is a better predictor of what next quarter's GDP is likely to be. Typically, economists date a recession as being at least two quarters of negative growth. And other factors, which we have not seen at all. So we are not expecting that we are already in the recession. In fact, the guts and the bones of this economy remain strong.
So as you're struggling, they're going to look at you in the face. They're going to tell you that everything's fine. And her exact words there, the bones of this economy are strong. The gut of this economy is strong. Right? That's what this is. We are in great shape. There is no reason to think that we are going to be moving into a recession here, right? That's not what we're doing here. That's not what we see. Well, that's what everybody else sees. No, it's not. We're going to lie to you, and we're going to give you the platforms on national TV to do exactly that, to lie to you about all of this. Now, again, I go back to why is this happening now? Why is all of a sudden the White House playing into this the way that they're playing into this? It's a great question. It is because there are major problems at this White House. And when I say there are major problems at this White House, you need to understand what I mean by major problems at this White House. This White House right now is absolutely terrified of what is happening with Joe Biden and the connections with Hunter Biden. They are absolutely terrified that you're going to find out what is actually happening right now. I'll give you an example. Hollywood lawyer who represents the South Park creator, and I mentioned this earlier this week, as well as Chris Rock, has paid off $2 million of Hunter Biden's overdue taxes. Now, why would a Hollywood lawyer pay off $2 million of Hunter Biden's overdue taxes when apparently the guy, I guess, doesn't have the money? His tax bill of more than $2 million was paid off in full by a high-powered Hollywood lawyer and writer. It has been claimed as the president's son awaits the findings of the investigation into his personal finances. Entertainment attorney and now sugar brother Kevin Morris footed the overdue tax bill facing Hunter Biden, according to the New York Post, and also has bankrolled the 52-year-old's lavish lifestyle by covering his rent and daily expenses, while also helping him to sell his artwork produced at a Los Angeles residence. Morris, who funded and also who has founded an entertainment law firm, Morris Yorn Barnes Levine, and later won a Tony Award for co-producing his hit musical, The Book of Mormon, has not publicly announced a relationship with the president's son. But Hunter Biden's New York-based attorney, Christopher Clark, confirmed to CBS News that Morris is serving his client as a trusted advisor. While Morris's office told a CBS reporter, the Hollywood lawyer is crafting a legal and media strategy for Hunter. Now, Morris is 58 years old, earned his fortune negotiating several licensing deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars for Matt Stone and Trey Parker, the creators of the satirical cartoon South Park. And while his entertainment law firm has represented the likes of Matthew McConaughey, Chris Rock, Ellen DeGeneres, and Scarlett Johansson, Morris is also a published author, having released a collection of short stories entitled White Man's Problems in 2015, followed by a novel entitled All Joe Knight in 2016, I should say. Hunter Biden, meanwhile, remains under investigation with a Delaware grand jury for failing to pay taxes on time, along with a host of international financial dealings, which intersected with his father's political life. Kevin Morris's office has been contacted for comment on that one. The investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes began when his father was still serving as vice president during the Obama administration. But in 2018, the inquiry was opened up to include potential tax fraud, money laundering, and violations of lobbying laws. After it transpired that the 52-year-old may have used political leverage to influence business deals. Then in October 2020, the New York Post revealed the existence of the now infamous Hunter Biden laptop, a damaged MacBook Pro the president's son took to a repair shop in Wilmington. More than 20,000 emails have since been recovered from that laptop's hard drive, which are thought to provide extensive evidence of Hunter Biden's shady business dealings. The New York Times reported that prosecutors may find it hard to convict Hunter Biden for tax fraud. That's what they're now saying, and suggested he would likely receive a lenient sentence in the event of a conviction because the bill was ultimately paid. But the investigation into his business dealings, backed up by the trove of verified emails on his laptop, mean the U.S. leader's embattled son may face considerable consequences. For example, the Kentucky congressman who will lead Republican investigations if the GOP takes back the House in 2022 is lining up Hunter Biden as one of the main targets. Representative James Comer, who is primed to take over as chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Reform, said Hunter Biden and his business associates have many questions to answer over his foreign deals and taxes. He's right, by the way. He confirmed the White House will also be pressed on whether the president knew about any of the transactions and believes American voters are now coming around to the fact that Hunter's scandal isn't a conspiracy theory, as it was referred to by the disinformation czar at the White House, and are questioning the administration's ethics and transparency, especially after we know that Hunter Biden's business associates actually went to the White House dozens of times when he was the vice president, hooking him up with business deals. Just think about that. This is significant. Comer called Hunter a national security risk as well, and a grifter who has built his business model on selling access to his father, and believes Democrats see him as an issue leading up to the midterms. Outgoing White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has consistently denied Biden has spoken to his son about his business deals. We know that's a lie. And has referred to the Department of Justice when asked about the investigation in Delaware into tax offenses, as well as money laundering and illegal lobbying for foreign clients, which include the Chinese Communist Party and that Chinese energy company, which the Biden crime family was actually invested in.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on, but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you just take a step back and you look at where we are, what liberals are basically saying is, look, I pay $7 a gallon for gas or $8 a gallon for gas because I know that it's the right thing long term for our future. It's the same exact thing they're saying about, everybody can afford to pay $8 a gallon for milk. It's not a joke. That's what they're now saying. I was in New York last week. They were $7.90 a gallon in some of the grocery stores. You know, if your rent's skyrocketing, which a lot of people's rents are skyrocketing right now because of inflation, they're like, well, you just got to deal with it, right? We have shortages on baby formula in this country right now, in the greatest country in the world. We had a good friend the other day that's like desperately trying to find baby formula. Where now every time we go to the grocery, if we see it, we immediately buy it for them because there's a shortage. Look at this country in crime right now, surging right now. The world, by the way, foreign policy is literally on the brink of chaos because of what we have done under the Biden administration in Afghanistan and pulling out, and then bad actors like Putin saying, I can do whatever I want to do right now. And these are the same idiots that said, well, I'm happy to have all of this turmoil I just mentioned because Donald Trump isn't in office anymore. And not only is Donald Trump not in office anymore, but I don't have to worry about his mean tweets. Now, Republicans have to figure this out. And when I say they got to figure this out, let me explain exactly what I mean by this. They need to realize they have two things here they need to deal with. Number one, they've got to deal with the economy and explaining how bad things are in the economy. That part I'm totally on board with, all right? I want to be, that point you've got to do. But you also need to be running on the corruption issue because it is an issue that I think matters to the American people. Not relitigate the past, all right? Russian collusion and all that, right? That's not going to win you the election. I want to be clear. What will win you this election is if you explain to people exactly how corrupt Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are, how they've been working against you while profiting themselves while you're suffering with the economy that we have right now. That will get you somewhere. If the Republicans are smart, they will do exactly this so that they're no longer the minority in Congress. You look at the polls and these mounting issues for President Biden, and the Democrats are saying, well, you need to stick with us. That's a bad closing argument for them. And Congressman Comer and his colleagues, they better be ready to get to work as soon as they take charge if they get the majority, and they better follow through with what they're saying right now. You know, this is the reason why the president's got a backstop at the White House behind him saying, as he's talking about how he's going to lower the issue, you know, delivering these remarks on the economy and inflation. Behind him, it said lowering costs, tackling inflation. He's not doing either of these things, but he's going to act like it, and Republicans need to call him out. The Republicans, though, need to be smart. Congressman Comer said the narrative all along has been that Hunter, quote, was on his own. And Joe Biden had no interest or knowledge of anything that his son was doing with respect to business. I think that what we're seeing now is that it's completely not true. Joe Biden's lying to the American people. We need to tell the story of John Paul Mack, Isaac, the owner of that Mack shop, who said the president's son appeared reeking of alcohol when he came into his store. We need to talk about what the left tried to do to him. That's an important story. But what this really comes down to is it's the economy stupid and corruption stupid. Both of these things, okay? It is the economy stupid, yes. But we need to follow the money. Joe Biden, we know, paid an $800,000 check. We talked about the follow the money for legal fees for Hunter Biden and his businesses. This wasn't during the investigation. I want to make that clear. We need to talk about that. This is a guy that was not just a weirdo and deviant, but even, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but go look at his password. His password to get into his MacBook, where his account was protected, had one of the most disgusting phrases I've ever heard as a password. And this is the guy that was doing multi-million dollar deals, hundreds of millions with the Chinese Communist Party, with Russian oligarchs. This is the guy who had sexual images with various women and shady documents from 2017 titled Income PDF that detailed his salary. At the top were the years 2013, 14, 15. Next to the year was the amount of taxable income earned, $833,000 in 13, $847,000, amended to $1.24 million in 14. Then he jumped to $2.4 million higher the next year in 15. He said he was blown away, all that money, and this guy couldn't spring for a backup hard drive for his computer. The president of the United States of America knew all this was going on, and the president exploited his son and did it so that he could make money. And there is no way that you can separate the two from one another. So when Biden comes out and he's telling you, I'm going to fix things with the economy and I'm going to make things better, and when he has his White House economic advisor coming out and dismissing the recession fear, saying spending levels will cause even worse inflation if we don't get that under control, but really everything's fine, you have to understand and know that they're lying to you. Secretary Yellen, by the way, this morning was asked about eliminating abortions, and she said it will actually damage the economy and will and help lead to increased labor force participation when we have abortions, if we get rid of them. So if you think they're focused on the economy and how to fix it, you're also wrong. Listen to Secretary Yellen, literally there at this meeting today, while the economy is burning, telling you we got to have more abortions to help our economy.
I want to talk to you about some things that also can affect our economy. The ability to have full control over one's reproductive health has real world economic consequences.
By the way, if you can't pay your bills right now, do you really think you give a crap about what Senator Menendez is pushing in this propaganda?
According to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, current state-level abortion restrictions already cost the United States about $105 billion annually due to reduced earning levels, increased job turnover, and time off for women. So, Secretary Yellen, if the draft of the court's majority holding in Roe versus Wade is the actual decision, what impact will the loss of abortion access mean economically for women?
Well, I believe that eliminating the right of women to make decisions about when and whether to have children would have very damaging effects on the economy and would set women back decades. Roe v. Wade and access.
And by the way, she's reading this. So you've got the woman who's supposed to be there talking about the economy, reading pre-prepared remarks in a pre-organized conversation. This is an American economist who's serving as the 78th United States Secretary of the Treasury. This is a woman who's there now all of a sudden as a Treasury Secretary talking to you about abortion instead of worrying about the economy. So when you're having hardship in your life, know this is what Democrats were prearranging and pre-planning for her comments before the Senate.
To reproductive health care, including abortion, helped lead to increased labor force participation. It enabled many women to finish school. That increased their earning potential. It allowed women to plan and balance their families and careers. And research also shows that it had a favorable impact on the well-being and earnings of children. There are many research studies that have been done over the years looking at the economic impacts of access or lack thereof to abortion. And it makes clear that denying women access to abortion increase their odds of living in poverty or need for public assistance.
For half of the population of America, eliminating a right that has existed for half a century, particularly for low-income and minority women who have already shouldered much of the burden from the COVID pandemic, would be a disaster.
So get an abortion, it's good for the economy. Kill a baby, it's good for the economy. Continue to have abortions because it's good for the economy. That's your closing argument. That's the selling point. Like, just get an abortion. If you hurry up and get that abortion, everything will work out. They're not trying to fix the economy. They love that you're suffering. Proof of it is the plan by this president to not fix what's actually going on. If any of these people involved were actually trying to fix the economy, instead of getting you weak economically, you have to understand, these socialists gain power the weaker you are. Right? When you can't pay your bills and you have to come to the government to pay for your bills, for your food, for your basic necessities in life, they gain power over you. Secretary Yellen knows this. That's the reason why she's spending time talking about abortion. That's why Democrats are talking about abortion. That's why the president's saying, you know, we're going to lower costs and tackle inflation by taxing the rich, right? Which everybody's going to cheer for. But he's not really accomplishing anything. He's not really doing anything. And anybody with a brain knows this. And this is the reason why Wall Street is going to react accordingly. Things are going to get worse. But hey, at least for this week, we got the headlines out of the way that deal with me, my corruption, my son, my brother, and what's going on. And if Republicans want to win in November, they better start highlighting all of this. Make sure you share a podcast. And if you haven't clicked that auto download or subscribe button, you'll get the podcast to your phone or wherever you're listening each and every day. It's obviously free. Make sure you do that. And please, if you don't mind, take a moment to write us a 5-star review. When you do that, it helps us tremendously on the podcast charts, which allows for more people to find our podcast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.